Section 4. You will hear a lecturer discussing the history of people's beliefs regarding whether the Sun or the Earth is at the centre of the solar system. First, you have some time to look at questions 31 to 33. Now listen carefully and answer questions 31 to 33.
In the night sky, the stars appear to revolve around the Earth, rising in the east and disappearing in the west. The Earth itself seems solid, fixed and stable, and such common sense perception suggests that the Earth is the centre of the universe. This is known as geocentrism, with geo meaning Earth, and all pre-modern civilizations drew this conclusion. We now know, of course, that the Earth revolves around the Sun, and this is called heliocentrism, with helio meaning sun. But historically, it took quite a while for this to be deduced. As early as the 3rd century BC, an ancient Greek astronomer, Aristarchus of Samos, proposed heliocentrism, but received little support from his peers. Similarly, throughout subsequent history, isolated individuals proposed this new idea, but again, no one was listening. Geocentrism just seemed too logical to refute. Geocentrism also fitted the views of the established Christian Church, who could quote biblical passages such as, "The world also shall be stable, that it be not moved." Those who dared disagree were subject to accusations of heresy, often with dire punishments to follow. The trouble was, as the night sky was observed more closely, that simple revolution of the stars proved not so simple at all. In relation to the other stars, some steadily wandered in given directions, then sometimes reversed for months, and disappeared altogether. They were called planets, meaning wanderers. In addition, the position of the sun and moon altered slightly over the year, and comets, those mysterious glowing spots, would come and go. In order to predict the motion of the planets and accurately serve the primary purpose of navigation for sailing ships, increasingly elaborate mathematical models were needed, a sure sign that something was not quite right.
Before you hear the rest of the lecture, you have some time to look at questions 34 to 40. Now listen and answer questions 34 to 40.
Heliocentrism, or the belief that the Sun is the centre of the solar system, still needed a mathematically sound description before it could be scientifically accepted. And it was a Polish astronomer, Nicholas Copernicus, who in 1543 first published this. This event is sometimes referred to as the Copernican Revolution. Copernicus himself certainly feared the consequences of his proof, knowing full well it might invoke the anger of the established church. Probably for this reason, he waited until the last year of his life, when he was sick and dying, to release his findings. In addition, the preface of the book, written by a respected member of the church, stated that the model was not necessarily correct. As a result of this, there was no revolution whatsoever. In fact, the book received scant attention in the subsequent decades, apart from a few irate clergymen who angrily dismissed the whole scheme as irrelevant. Yet the following generations of astronomers did not always fare so well. The Italian scientist Galileo got into trouble, as did a fellow Italian with the surname Bruno, Giordano Bruno, who was burnt at the stake. Yet ultimately nothing could slow the spread of heliocentrism across Europe. It formed the basis of Isaac Newton's great work on the motion of the planets, a work which implied that even the Sun, around which the Earth circled, was itself in motion around a common centre of gravity. No discourse about heliocentrism could finish without mentioning that, somewhat unbelievably, there still exist those today who choose to believe that the Earth is the centre of the universe. Modern geocentrism is usually the result of literal interpretations of the Bible, which is the cornerstone of these people's beliefs. They, therefore, also believe in creationism, that is, that a God created everything, and while we may smile at this, it is sobering to consider that surveys have revealed that up to 10% of British people, 12% of Europeans, 20% of the USA, and 25% of the Middle East still hold the belief that the sun revolves around the Earth. One can only wonder what Copernicus would have thought of this.
That is the end of section 4. You now have half a minute to check your answers. That is the end of the listening test. In the real IELTS test, you would now have 10 minutes to transfer your answers to the answer sheet.